Conservatives across America are supporting Mitt Romney. Governor Chris Christie.
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Conservative columnist Ann Coulter says,
I think it's going to be Romney. I think Romney is the strongest candidate, and I think Republicans want to beat Obama, and Romney is the best one to do that.
And Colorado grassroots chairman Leandre Golston says,
he is a proven executive, an accomplished private sector businessman, and a man of courage and vision. As a patriot, a conservative, and a person with deep affection for our Constitution and country, I urge and argue most fervently for the election of Mitt Romney as our Republican nominee and next president of the United States.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
Dr. Stan here at the American Network, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Brett Korn this morning, certainly about the programs that are available at the Invita Medical Clinic. And certainly, there are so many people out there with chronic illnesses, chronic autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, this entity, Lyme disease. These are all relatively new diseases, all appearing pretty well in the 1980s. Now, certainly the autoimmune diseases have been around long before that, but we're seeing an increase in the frequency of these. We're seeing an increase in the frequency of cancer and of heart disease. And disease is on the rise in America. And, of course, the cost of it is just totally outlandish, because the federal government certainly will not pay the costs unless people actually, unless the doctors and hospitals jack up their prices. So they actually charge about three times what the government pays just so that they get some sort of a compensation. But then by law, why the federal government requires they bill you the same price, and even though the government doesn't pay that price, they expect you to pay that price. And it is the government policies that are driving up the cost of health care to the point where nobody, of course, can really afford them, which is exactly what the people working behind the scenes want. Where do these new diseases come from? Why is cancer and heart disease and diabetes on the rise in America? And why is it so much higher in certain racial groups than in others? Well, there are lots of unanswered questions, and at least to address the overall subject. Good morning, Dr. Korn. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Monti. Thanks for having me.
Well, where should we start this morning?
Well, that's a good question. Wherever you'd like to go, actually.
Well, how about those chronic diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, Gulf War illness, they all more or less overlap in almost common treatment for all of them. Why don't you just pick that story up and go with that?
Well, as I said, I guess in previous interviews, you know, at Invita we have a variety of treatment protocols for any number of things. But as you said, with chronic fatigue, there's tremendous overlap. And so I think it requires some investigation. So when a patient presents to your office with, you know, kind of generalized complaints of fatigue, you have to investigate a number of things. And I think looking for potentially occult or hidden infections, such as Lyme disease, chronic herpes viral infections, and others, maybe some tick-borne illnesses, Bartonella, Ehrlichia, Anaplasma, those types of things, particularly if the patient does have a known tick bite. And then you always want to look for heavy metal intoxication, and then other issues that can arise as well. Increasingly, I'm seeing particularly in men and in some women, low testosterone levels, for example, which can also cause fatigue. So I think you have to look at the hormone panels as well. Again, toxins such as heavy metals and possible prior exposures in their occupational life. Maybe it was chemical exposures, pesticides, what have you, and then occult infections. And so it's simply just a matter of doing a lot of detective work, really, and doing the appropriate testing to further define maybe what the underlying cause of the patient's chronic fatigue is. And often it's multifactorial. It's multiple causes rather than just one isolated cause.
And I think the important thing is that the heavy metals actually tend to limit the immune system, to poison the immune system, so it doesn't work. Ordinarily, we have an amazing, amazing immune system that will take care of diseases, but if you damage it with pesticides, insecticides, heavy metals, and certainly other metals, you actually poison it, and until you get rid of those, you're not, the immune system won't be able to kick in and won't be able to function and get rid of the symptoms. Would that be a fair appraisal?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that, as the scripture says, we're marvelously and wonderfully made, and I think the way God engineered the body, it was designed to heal. It's just that now we're inundated with so many toxins and potential carcinogens that you really have to, take outside steps to kind of remedy the situation, or at least to eliminate those exposures in your lifetime.
Well, now, what heavy metals are we talking about, and how do we get them into our body? I think that's so vitally important, because I remember many years ago when I was very interested in acupuncture. I traveled throughout the world to become an acupuncturist. I ended up being so good, I had a choice between doing surgery or doing acupuncture, and I decided to do surgery. I enjoyed it more, but I mean, this is the first time I ever heard anybody talking about the influence of these heavy metals in the human body. And what needed to be done, it sounded so ridiculous when I first heard it. Looking back on that, I'm amazed how naive I was, because I was a traditionally trained physician. What are the heavy metals? How do we get them? What needs to be done to get rid of them?
Well, the heavy metals that I see principally in our practice are mercury and lead. However, I do see others, sometimes cadmium. Sometimes I'm finding uranium as well. And so I think, for the most part, I would say mercury tends to arise from the silver mercury amalgams or fillings that many adult patients have. Now, the younger patients tend to have more composite-type fillings, which would not have mercury as a constituent or component. Lead, for example, I think can come from just by virtue of living in a modernized industrialized world where, like, coal-burning power plants can generate lead, which is in the ambient environment or atmosphere. Also, you and I have talked about the hydrofluorosilicic acid, fluoridated water, which can also potentiate the absorption of lead. So that would depend on maybe the municipal water supply in which that supplies the area in which one lives, and so they would want to evaluate that and maybe eliminate fluoride from the drinking water, but it's not easy to do, and so you'd have to have a proper filtration system for that. So I think, again, just living in an industrialized world, silver mercury amalgams and then maybe fluoridation are just some of the basic areas in which we probably, acquire these heavy metals.
Well, once we recognize that and we get the fillings out, and fillings should be taken out not by any dentist, but by a dentist who's specifically trained in how to do that. How would people find out where they could find a dentist who was trained and capable of doing that?
Well, that's a good question. I know that there is an integrative dental association. I can't recall.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Erica,
business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576 for details on this limited free 3-month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax-deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, we were talking about how you'd find a dentist who could take out your mercury fillings, and I would comment, I've had mine out. I'm firmly convinced that they are certainly leaching mercury into your system constantly. And do you have a thought on how people could find a mercury, a dentist who is trained to take out the mercury fillings? Because you don't want just any dentist take out your mercury fillings. I've talked to people who've gotten chronic mercury intoxication from getting the fillings out. So it's got to be done. If it's got to be done, it's got to be done right.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think they should try and locate a biologic dentist. I would say, I know that there is an Integrative Dental Association. I can't recall their website, but I would maybe refer to your listeners to ACAM, ACAM.org, and this is American College for Advancement in Medicine. And this is the certifying entity or agency that accredits or instructs doctors in chelation therapy. And so they would have dentists who are participants in that, and certainly they might be able to refer listeners to a local area dentist who does practice biologic or integrative dentistry, who could help, you know, facilitate removal of those dental silver mercury amalgams.
All right, fine. Do we have a caller?
And this is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm listening with intent here on your program, but Gary Knoll had a PBS program on Colorado PBS not too long ago, and he listed all the natural doctors, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and dentists by state in a book that he had done. So I'm sure people can go on GaryKnoll.com and find out which book this one is. And he lists all the dentists that are capable of taking out amalgams without poisoning you in the process.
And what's his name once again?
Gary Knoll, N-U-L-L, GaryKnoll.com. He's a PhD in nutrition and public health. He's fabulous. Anybody listening within my voice should catch him when he's on PBS. But he's done probably 100 books. But on one of them, he has all these naturalistic people listed state by state.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
And there's also the National Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, NAOT. E-M, I guess it is, O-M-T. But anyway, Dr. Korn, what about the chelation to get rid of those heavy metals and other toxins as well? How about chelation? How important is that?
Well, I think, you know, certainly there is oral chelation that's available. However, it can take many years to actually extricate metals from an individual's body. And so I think if you want to remove them aggressively, intravenous chelation therapy is usually indicated or necessary. And so that's typically what we do. It depends on what type of metals the patient has, because then that would dictate the type of intravenous chelation treatment. And so you would just do a series of treatments. Often I do maybe 10 or more. And then typically what I do is I repeat what's called a provocative urine toxic metals profile to see what amount of metals have been removed, and then you can gauge further treatment based on the results of that study.
Well, now, aren't many of these conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, related to multiple chronic infections? Certainly Lyme, we are nearly associated with variola, but certainly aren't there other infections many times associated with Lyme disease? And when these other conditions, chronic infections that are not already picked up by the average doctor?
Well, I think, I'm sorry, it was rather difficult to hear you, but I think if you're referring to co-infections with respect to Lyme, they are difficult to diagnose unless you're actually looking for them. And again, those would include things that can be tick-borne, such as Bartonella, which is a bacterium. You can also acquire that from cat scratch. Ehrlichia, Anaplasma, those are also types of bacteria. And then Babesia, which is a parasite that has a life cycle that's somewhat similar to malaria. And so those are just an example of some co-infections that you can see with Lyme disease. And, of course, as we've talked in the past, a tick is not the sole vector by which one can acquire Lyme. There are other vectors as well. And so I think you have to kind of know what you're looking for and then to do the appropriate testing for that. And there are certain laboratories that are superior to others in terms of finding these types of infections.
And once you find the infections, then how do you go about treating them?
Well, for Lyme disease, for example, we have a fairly extensive protocol. Of course, being an integrative clinic, we use both intravenous antibiotics, and we use things like biooxidative medicine, which we also use for our cancer patients as well. And so that would include things like intravenous ozone therapy, which has been around for decades, and intravenous hydrogen peroxide, which is particularly good for the viral infections. Often Lyme patients typically have elevated viral titers simply because the herpes viruses, which we all have, are very opportunistic, and they tend to replicate in a hospitable environment, particularly if your immune system is suppressed by, say, like a Lyme infection. And often we use high-dose vitamin C IV because that also can boost immune system function. It has an antiviral effect. Actually gives rise to hydrogen peroxide in high doses, so it's really more of a biooxidative therapy. We do intravenous nanoparticle silver, which is a great antibiotic. It's very safe. It's not a heavy metal. And we do some homeopathic injections. We also use IV chelation as a prelude to each intravenous antibiotic administration because there is a biofilm community involved in Lyme bacteria. It's not solely exclusive to Lyme. You can find it in Pseudomonas and others, but you want to be able to break up that biofilm community, and you can do that very effectively with IV EDTA before giving the antibiotics so it more readily penetrates the bacteria and impacts the cell wall. So those are just some of the things that we use, and detox is an important part of that as well. And so it's kind of a comprehensive protocol, and it can be about 8 weeks in length, but just depends on what we find. And sometimes we actually use insulin potentiation therapy to push the antibiotics, particularly if the patient has a lot of neurologic issues with Lyme disease or neuroborreliosis, as we often call it.
Well, how can people get in touch with the Invita Clinic? And
Our telephone number is 866-830-4576. Again, that's 866-830-4576. And our website address is www.invita.com. That's invita.com.
And where are you located?
We are located in Scottsdale, Arizona, which, of course, is a suburb of Phoenix.
All right, fine. And so basically, do you have programs for people? Certainly, people live in Phoenix, which is at their homes, but is there some program for people to come there? And sometimes they might be there for several weeks. They don't want to be hospitalized. That's prohibitively expensive. What can be done to help them be able to stay there and get evaluated and then treated?
Well, we have a preliminary personalized medical review. If patients are interested, if they do have issues, kind of like what we're talking about today, they can always contact the clinic and they can talk to a patient care coordinator and they can maybe explore some of the areas that affect the patient. And the patient can often do some preliminary laboratory testing at home so that it's readily available if they do come to Scottsdale for an initial consultation, just because many of these tests, which are so important, often take 3 to 4 weeks to get back. And so rather than coming for a consultation and then waiting for the results of the test before we do any treatment, it's often better or more easy, I guess, to have those readily available when the patient comes for initial consultation. So that would be probably the first step I would take. If the patient does have any issues or they're interested maybe in exploring what Invita has to offer, they can always call the clinic and talk to patient care coordinator about maybe their issues, whether it be cancer or chronic fatigue or heavy metals intoxication.
And so what you suggested is they get some of the tests done before they came down so you'd know what you were working with. Now, what about cancer? Because, of course, there's so many people afflicted with cancer, and certainly many of these cancers are actually on the rise today. What can you do with Invita that would not ordinarily be done elsewhere?
Well, as I said, we are an integrative clinic, so we have some interesting therapies. We have some biologic therapies, some agents that would include things like chalidonine and polymannan extract, which is from the aloe plant, which have worked well for a variety of different cancers. One of the most powerful things that we can do is a natural killer cell vaccine, and this is just research that was initially done by the National Institutes of Health for maybe 10 or 15 years or so. And we basically had the right personnel. We had a molecular biologist working with us at the time when we started developing the vaccine. And we were able just to implement their protocols, and we actually got FDA approval for a biological investigational trial. And we started that maybe 6 years ago. We ultimately moved it to our clinic in Mexico simply because we're a small clinic. And while the vaccine is very effective, it's just the cost of sustaining an FDA trial. We were never going to bring it to market. We just knew it worked very well for cancer. And so that's something that's available for patients who are interested. And we usually do it at our clinic in Rocky Point, Mexico. So, which is, it's about 4.5 hours from Scottsdale, Arizona. But most of the therapies, the remainder of the therapies really are available at Invita. We do chemotherapy as well. However, we do targeted chemotherapy, and I think it's important for any cancer patient, if they are exploring the possibility of undertaking chemotherapy, I think they should always do a molecular profiling study or assay called the Target Now, which even your oncologist can do. Oncologists are very familiar with it, and it's just a molecular profiling assay where they can take a tumor specimen or a biopsy specimen. They can analyze it from molecular markers that are unique to that patient's cancer. And then based on the research studies over the years, they can tell you specifically what chemotherapeutic drugs would be most effective for that patient. And you'd be surprised how often the recommended therapeutic agents differ from the standardized algorithms or protocols that conventional oncologists will basically plug a patient into. And so I think that's essential. And then apart from receiving systemic chemotherapy, I think it's important to explore maybe doing what we do is low-dose, high-frequency targeted chemotherapy or insulin potentiation therapy to administer chemotherapeutic drugs, again, based on the molecular profiling study that we typically perform before we do any type of chemotherapy. And so that has been very effective. Insulin potentiation therapy has been around for probably 50 years. And as I said, you can administer antibiotics that way as well as chemotherapy. And it's a way to target the cancer cells selectively using low-dose chemotherapy without injuring wholesale the immune system and immune cells, which is the problem with conventional chemotherapy because it's very indiscriminate and it simply attacks readily dividing cells. And so, as you know, the cancer cells aren't the only cells that are rapidly dividing. Typically your immune cells, your gastrointestinal cells, your hair follicles, nerves, and so forth are damaged typically with wholesale systemic chemotherapy, and that's really the problem. That's kind of a race to see which cells outlive which, the healthy cells versus the cancer cells.
Now, is there any place for oxidative therapy in cancer?
Absolutely. I think that's fundamental. And if you look at the biology or pathophysiology of cancer, basically, you know, the cancer cell or a healthy cell reverts to a more primitive state where it's using fermentation or anaerobic glycolysis to generate ATP. It's very inefficient, and that cancer cell needs lots and lots of glucose or sugar to generate ATP to fuel its unchecked growth. And so that's why oxidative therapies are very important, because typically the cancer cell has a finite number of what I would call antioxidant enzyme systems to detoxify what are called reactive oxygen species. And so these are reactive oxygen species are actually what our own immune cells generate to kill infections, cancer cells, atypical cells, and so forth. And so you can use biooxidative therapies very safely because our healthy cells do have enzyme systems to deal with it very effectively, but it does kind of selectively target the cancer cells. And when I say biooxidative therapy, again, I mean intravenous ozone. High-dose vitamin C, IV, typically above 50 grams, is an oxidative therapy. It actually gives rise to hydrogen peroxide and can have a selective killing effect, again, on the cancer cells. And so we kind of use everything, and I think biooxidative therapy is a wonderful therapy. It's very safe. It's usually very well tolerated, and we've not really had any issues with that.
If you have a question, I number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, doctors. And I guess this morning, Dr. Corn from the Invita Medical Clinic. If you have a question or comment, Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, Sydney, there are alternative treatments to cancer. We have the traditional methods and surgery, and there's a place for surgery, no question. Radiation does. Certain cancers, leukemias, Hodgkin's disease. I'm going to let Dr. Korn certainly comment on that, because how do you feel about the use of traditional therapy in the lymphomas, Hodgkin, leukemia type of diseases?
Well, I think that, as you know, there's a select group of cancers that typically respond very well to chemotherapy. And as you mentioned, Hodgkin's is one, some of the acute pediatric leukemias, seminoma, which is a testicular cancer, certain oral cancers can respond very well to chemotherapy. And some cancers are more radiosensitive or sensitive to radiation therapy than others. However, again, the problem with wholesale or systemic chemotherapy, particularly in, say, lymphoma, Hodgkin's, which often does respond very nicely to systemic chemotherapy, is that the toxicity of the chemotherapy that's administered can predispose that patient to subsequent cancer later in life, such as acute myelogenous leukemia, or AML. It's not without risks, and we've had very good results using the targeted low-dose chemotherapy, wherein you can administer similar protocol, again, depending on what you find with the target now assay. You can administer low-dose chemotherapy, and you can minimize the toxicity to the other cells, particularly the immune system, and still arrive at a good resolution with respect to remission. So, yes, there are certainly cancers that respond better than others when you implement conventional chemotherapy, but I think the treatment for cancer, as you've described in the past, really hasn't changed much in the last 25 to 50 years. You cut it out, you burn it, you poison it. That's kind of been the protocol. But, cancer is a billion, if not trillion-dollar industry, and unfortunately, the individual cancer patient can be worth $500,000 to $1 million to the industry. And so, in the United States alone, there are 1 million new cancer patients each year, so it's kind of an annuity. And so, it's kind of a disincentive to treat cancer, and that's why probably many treatments have been systematically suppressed in the past. But there are therapies that you can implement to help the patient, and I think some of the ones that we described, in addition to kind of harnessing the immune system, which I think is really important, and obviously diet is critically important. So those are all things that I think need to be implemented with respect to treating cancer. But yes, for certain cancers, conventional chemotherapy can work, but there are always risks associated with that.
And I think diet is so vitally important, and it's something that really is not stressed that much by conventional physicians. Well, we have a caller again. Our number is 877-254-7524. And who's calling in? Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I had mercury filling, silver mercury put in my teeth back when I joined the Navy in 71. And I've since had some disintegrate and other fillings material replace the mercury and the cap put on. But I recently used a whitener, Rembrandt, and all my cavities feel like they're lifting out now. And it's considerable pain. I have to use a oral number, like get the name of it. But is there a connection between whiteners and those silver mercury fillings?
Not that I'm aware of. Now, you may just have sensitive teeth, however. But again, I'm an internal medicine doctor and not a dentist, and so you might want to talk to your dentist about that if that's an ongoing issue for you. I don't know any direct correlation between the two, but certainly you could have sensitive teeth, and there are certain toothpastes that are available for that. You could certainly try one of those over-the-counter toothpastes that might be beneficial for that. But again, if it's an ongoing issue, you might want to talk to your dentist about that, or even perhaps a biologic or holistic dentist.
Okay, just one more question is about your lymph node near your ear and bite wing. Is there any correlation between little bite wings or the radiation affecting your lymph node?
Well, I mean, the radiation exposure that you get with the bite wing or the Panorex X-ray is limited. Again, I'm not sure what the actual radiation dose would be. I'm not even sure if your dentist could tell you. But, you know, anytime you get exposure via radiation, it's not necessarily a good thing. Even, you know, conventional chest X-ray or mammography can be injurious, or a CAT scan. So, again, you know, it would depend on the issue. You have to weigh the risk versus the benefits. And so if your dentist needs that Panorex or bite wing X-ray to evaluate dental caries, then, you know, sometimes it's necessary. So, radiology does have its place, but certainly you don't want it to do it unnecessarily. So you might talk to your dentist about that.
Do you need them every 6 months necessarily?
That seems rather extreme to me, but again, I'm not a dentist, and so I'm not in the habit of performing Panorex or bite wing. That sounds a bit excessive, and again, you might talk to your dentist, maybe get a second opinion from another dentist if you have some concerns about that.
Yeah, I did copy down
some of the websites and the phone number, so I will be continuing my research. Thank you.
Sure.
And the other thing is, I would seriously consider getting rid of those mercury fillings if you haven't been. I really believe that they actually leach out mercury, a chronic source of poisoning of the individual. And the average dentist will laugh at that. But I will tell you, almost half of the dentists in the United States have given up putting in mercury fillings because they've realized what they've done, but they can't very well come out and tell their patients that the policy of organized dentistry.
It's your plan to give Invita a call.
Okay, fine. Okay, thanks very much. And again, our number here, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And the Invita Medical Center is in Scottsdale, Arizona. Once more, Brett, why don't you go ahead and give the telephone number and the website out so people know how to get in touch with you.
Certainly. The telephone number for Invita is 866-830-4576. Again, that's 866-830-4576. Invita is www.invita.com. Again, that's ENVITA.com.
All right. Well, what are some of the other conditions that really are plaguing people today that need specialized treatment?
Well, as I shared with you, some of the things that I see often, again, with, for example, the chronic fatigue patient, it's interesting because we have a lot of patients where you do a comprehensive female or male hormone panel on these individuals, and you often find that their hormones are, I guess you'd say, dysfunctional or low or depressed. Now, certainly in a postmenopausal woman, that wouldn't be so extraordinary. However, I have a lot of young men who have low testosterone levels, and it causes a lot of fatigue. Now,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Brain Fart.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is the most important election of our lifetime, and conservatives across America are supporting Mitt Romney. Governor Chris Christie,
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Conservative columnist Ann Coulter says,
I think it's going to be Romney. I think Romney is the strongest candidate, and I think Republicans want to beat Obama, and Romney is the best one to do that.
And Colorado grassroots chairman Leandre Golston says,
he is a proven executive, an accomplished private sector businessman, and a man of courage and vision. As a patriot, a conservative, and a person with deep affection for our Constitution and country, I urge and argue most fervently for the election of Mitt Romney as our Republican nominee and next President of the United States.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess that's Brent Corden from the Invita Medical Clinic, and we have another caller who's calling.
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen. Good morning.
Good morning, Maureen. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. There's a doctor, an MD in northern Colorado, who practices similar to your guest. He doesn't want to be called alternative because he said this way of practicing should be the mainstream, but in any case, I'm calling to say that he also, in treating the various conditions that have been spoken of on this program, he uses hyperbaric oxygen treatment and far infrared sauna to remove toxins and heavy metals from the patient.
All right, Dr. Coyne, is there a place for sauna treatments or infrared sauna?
Absolutely, and I think I probably know the doctor that she's referring to. But yes, we have a hyperthermic ozone sauna, and we also have some far infrared saunas. So I think that detox is absolutely essential. And so yes, I think the ozone sauna is a means of detoxing. The far infrared sauna can also be a way to help detox more superficial heavy metals. And so I think it's fundamental, apart from the fact that the high heat is also very toxic to viruses, bacteria, and cancer cells even. And that's really the whole basis for a fever when you get sick. It's the immune system's attempt to eradicate the infection, but of course we give Tylenol and other things to combat the fever. But I think that detox is essential, even something as simple as doing the organic coffee enemas on a regular basis, which is really Gerson therapy. And so those are things that are all very helpful, and detox is absolutely essential for any type of treatment protocol that you undertake.
And I would just comment that certainly when you get sick, you get a temperature. And so what's the response? Well, I'm going to take aspirin and bring down my temperature. Trouble is that God designed the temperature actually to protect you and to kill off the bacteria and the viruses. I do not necessarily take something to bring down the temperature because you're working at odds to the way God designed it. Is that a fair appraisal?
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, the way God engineered the body, it was designed to heal itself. And so in many ways, what we do at Invita, or hopefully most physicians, you're just kind of redirecting the body in a direction in which it can heal the way it was designed to do so. And so that's kind of what I think you have to do, and that's why diet's so important as well. So you definitely want to maybe modify your diet and try to eat the best possible foods you can.
And avoid sugar at all costs, because sugar actually tends to actually aggravate your disease condition and certainly limit your immune response. Maureen, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and I have one more thing I'd like to say, and that is that this doctor advocates that every home in America have a home. There is a home size model of the far infrared sauna, and he said there should be one in every home, just as there is a toaster and a water heater and a washing machine. So that is what I wanted to say this morning, and thank you.
God bless. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, and these are all ideas that are not commonly expressed within organized medicine, but organized medicine is very stereotyped, and there's a pill for every condition you have, like the statin drugs, which do far more harm than good, And if the doctor ever really read the package insert, they would not be prescribing them. What are your thoughts on statin drugs?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you, apart from the limited benefits long term, I mean, it certainly makes the cholesterol and lipids look very good on a lipid panel, but if you look at the actual fundamental biochemistry of the way the statins operate, principally, they inhibit an enzyme that's essential for the production of CoQ10, and most of your listeners would probably recognize CoQ10 as an important supplement and antioxidant, but it's really involved in the electron transport chain of the mitochondria where all your energy or ATP is made. And so it seems almost counterintuitive that you would give something that would adversely impact bioenergetics, particularly in the heart, which is critically dependent on energy and ATP. You would give a statin medication perhaps to a patient who has congestive heart failure or already has compromised heart function or cardiomyopathy. So again, they perhaps don't understand the biochemistry involved. So apart from the fact that it interferes with CoQ10, it interferes with dolichol, which is a similar molecule that's involved in the central nervous system. So some of the side effects you can get from statins, as you know, are you can get inflamed liver enzymes or hepatitis. You can get myopathy or muscle aches and pains, weakness. You can get transient global amnesia. And there's evidence to suggest that it has an immunosuppressive effect and may potentially predisposed to cancer long term. So we don't really have any longitudinal studies on these things to know, you know, what the long term impact might be, but they certainly do prescribe them kind of like candy. I mean, there are other things that are more effective for lipids if that's a concern. Niacin is just a good example of something that's been around for a long time. Apart from monitoring the liver enzymes, it works very well.
Well, we have somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Am I on?
Yes, I am.
I have a question for the doctor on the infrared sauna, and I wanted to know, I have been going for infrared saunas, but they have been having them at like 160 to 170 degrees. Is this okay, or do I need to have them lower?
That's a good question. I don't operate the saunas at the clinic. That seems a little high to me. Now, the portable far infrared saunas that you can get for home, I'm not sure that they go that high in terms of temperature. So I would have to look at the literature and see what they're recommending for that. It seems a little high, but you might inquire if that's the appropriate upper limit of temperature. So I'm not sure. Again, I'd have to look at the data on that.
Yeah, I have been searching, and I have not found information on can an infrared sauna be too hot. You know, this is at a doctor's office, although I'm using it as a medical thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a PhD who's written some books on sauna therapy, and, you know, if you called Invita, we could probably give you her information, and I'm sure that she might have the recommended temperature range for that. She's written an entire book on sauna therapy and the benefits thereof.
Where could I get that information?
I would probably just call the clinic. I would just call Invita at 866-830-4576. Again, that's 866-830-4576.
I will do that.
Thank you very much. Give him a call and ask him what the temperature should be. Okay? Well, we're out of time, Dr. Corin. Thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you on our other programs later.
Thanks for having me.
Moment to wrap up this morning's program here at America Being Nothing.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the
the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Doctor, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Coyne this morning. And Sydney, hopefully he'll be back again next month, and will be with us on a regular basis once a month. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, would love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs in addition to this hour, 4 hours a day, live and 24 hours a day on the archived programs. Encourage others to listen because we're being led into a war with Iran. This is obviously contrived. If you go back in history, you'll find out we put the Ayatollahs in power. We established and trained the Revolutionary Guard that has kept them in power. The Ayatollah Khomeini, who was, of course, the man who replaced the Shah, was financed by the CIA and kept living in luxury in Paris for many years before he was flown to Iran and installed. What am I saying? I'm saying everything is on a timetable. Everything is planned. And just as you go back and you study the advent of Adolf Hitler, you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, you find out how the Anglo-American establishment, including our CIA, pardon me, our organization, the CFR, working in conjunction with the counterparts in England, encouraged Adolf Hitler at every turn. American corporations built the weapons both before and during the war that the Nazis used against us. So the same thing is happening in Iran. They want a war at this time, and they're going to get one. Whether Israel is going to attack Iran, or we're going to attack Iran, or they're going to come up with some sort of a contrived, phony attack on America, like, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident. As they admitted, long after we'd killed 58,000 American boys in a senseless war that we could have won in 6 weeks. Why do I say we could have won it in 6 weeks? Because I was personally told by Ambassador William H. Sullivan and by General Leupold, we could have won in 6 weeks. All we had to do was attack Hanoi and end the war. We could have ended the war. We weren't allowed to, just as General Patton could have ended the Second World War by taking his Second Armored Division and going right across Germany. He could have broken through and taken Berlin. He wasn't allowed to. And after the war, they had to kill Patton to silence him. If you haven't heard a 4-tape set on deadly assassins, you need to get it, where I interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid by our government to kill General Patton. That's called Deadly Assassins. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get my talks on the dark secret and certainly on the forbidden secret. Both DVD talks and their syllabuses go with them. My number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The war with Iran, they're programming us to accept that. In fact, the recent covert meeting held at the Harold Pratt House about 2 weeks ago, we were fortunate enough to get get a copy of the transcript. And the Matthew Kronick, who is speaking there, a member of the CFR, and formerly senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, said we've got to begin to prepare the American people for the war. It's all contrived. Tell others about what's going on. Get them to listen to our program. Understand they want to take us into a war so they can justify ever more control over our lives and establish their dictatorship at the moment. I'm free. Great. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with us.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer